transmission.
Booyaka. It is 1930 UTC, and that means you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting here watching TV because it's Derby Day. I also have my tea. Oh, and it's perfect. Oh. Perfect tea. So delicious. Okay, we're going to set that down over here. Yes, I am sitting here watching the Manchester Derby. And this is, in fact, a football game. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the concept of derby games, let me explain. A derby is a game that is played between two cities from the same city or other nearby geographical positions. Does that make any sense? So this is the Manchester Derby, which means that the two Manchester teams are playing each other, and it's a big deal because these guys are, of course, arch rivals. This is a game between Manchester United and Manchester City. The score is tied at 1-1 here at the beginning of the second half. I've already eaten my breakfast of cinnamon bread, and I'm drinking tea, watching the derby. Another thing about derbies that you need to know is that the word derby is actually spelled like derby, as in the Kentucky Derby, or the derby, the thing that is a hat. But for some reason or another, in England, this word is pronounced derby, as in Terence Trent Derby. I do like to throw in my Terence Trent Derby references when I can. Yummy tea. Oh, it's so good. And they're showing an interesting statistic. So far in this game, Manchester United has committed 11 fouls to Manchester City's 5. And Manchester City scored first. When was that? In about the 30th minute by David Silva. And there's another goal for Manchester City. Wow, Otamendi has scored for Manchester City in the 54th minute. Wow, that was a hell of a goal, too. And so the crowd goes semi-wild. The game is being played at Old Trafford, which is the home field for Manchester United. Wow, that is a good goal. There was a free kick that put the ball in the box. Lukaku tried to clear it out, hit one of his own guys, and Otamendi is standing right there to pick up the scraps and to do a lovely sort of scissor kick volley into the net from the top of the 6-yard box, right past De Gea. There's nothing he can do about it. It looks like it's snowing a little bit in Manchester. I can see snowflakes falling every once in a while. So, this is turning out to be a pretty good game, just as pretty much everybody expected. Manchester City is currently sitting at the top of the table, meaning they are ranked number one. And everybody seems to think that they're going to win the league this year. That seems to be the general consensus. Manchester City, I forget exactly where they are in the table. Are they in second place, back by about 6 or 8 points? That's what my memory is telling me, but yeah, don't quote me on that. Yummy tea. I do love drinking tea and watching football. Mm-mm-mm. Also, it appears to be a fairly warm day today. I think it's about 50 degrees outside. 50 degrees Fahrenheit, of course. If it was 50 degrees Celsius, boy, would we be in trouble. Let me just switch over to the Weather Channel real quick and take a look, see what they say the temperature is. 48 degrees. Yeah, okay, so close enough to 50 to make no never mind. And I was actually kind of thinking about going outside, but one, I don't want to miss this game, and two, when I looked outside, there was a big gust of wind. So I don't know if it's windy or not. My cat's looking out the window right now, and I can kind of see out too, and it doesn't look like it's all that windy, but I don't know, maybe we'll go out later. I'm just having fun watching the Manchester Derby. There are other derbies. Another one that I like to watch is the Merseyside Derby, which is named after the Mersey River, which is either in or next to Liverpool. And the Merseyside Derby is a game contested between Liverpool and Everton. Everton sort of being a suburb of Liverpool these days. It was a separate town a long time ago, but you know how it goes. Cities spread out, and they absorb other things, and so the Merseyside Derby. That's a good one to watch. I also like the Tyne and Wear Derby, although there hasn't been one in a couple of years. And that's a game between two teams that are on opposite sides of the Tyne and Wear River. And that would be Sunderland and Newcastle. And being as Sunderland and Newcastle haven't been in the same league for a while, they haven't played each other in a couple of years. So anyway, this game is getting a little nutty. And it looks like there's going to be some substitutions. So Manchester City is replacing some guy with another guy. What are they doing? And who's refereeing this game today? Oh, look, it's Michael Oliver. Michael Oliver's all right. All right, so what's his name? What's his first name? I can't remember, but what's his name? Jesus, although it's pronounced Jesus, comes off. Mangala comes on for Manchester City. Why is my cat not watching this game? Normally, my cat likes to watch football, but she's too busy looking out the window. And if she's that busy looking out the window, that must mean it's windy enough to blow leaves around, because once leaves start getting blown around, oh, my cat just finds that fascinating. And has to look out the window and watch them. Hey. Kind of got some sinus action going on today. Oh. But at least my back doesn't hurt. So, you know, what am I complaining about? I don't know. Do I really have anything to complain about today? I don't think I really do. But here's Manchester City on the attack again, but yeah, that gets cut off by Smalling. The ball goes out of bounds. Doo-doo-doo, throw in for Manchester City. Okay, so I'm really wrapped up in this game. This game is always a big deal, the Manchester Derby. And generally speaking, there's two of these every year, because remember, each team plays each other team twice per season. So there's at least two Manchester Derbies a year, although there can be more. If Manchester City and Manchester United play each other in a different competition, you know, this is what we're watching now is the English Premier League, the regular league competition. But if they were, say, to have to play each other in the FA Cup, a different competition, that would also be a Manchester Derby. Or if they played each other in the Champions League or Europa League, that would also be a Manchester derby. And so, in any given year, there's at least two Manchester derbies, but there could be as many as four, maybe even five, if these two teams were to meet each other in different competitions. So, these are counted, and I'm not sure which one this is, but this is about the 135th Manchester derby or whatever. I haven't heard them announce what it was. I wasn't paying attention if they did. And I should say that the Merseyside derby was also played today. Everton played Liverpool, and that game ended in a draw. 1-1, the final score. Southampton and Arsenal also played today and tied 1-1. So it's been quite the football-y day. My nose is kind of stuffed up. And blah, blah, blah. I don't know who I'm really rooting for in this game. I suppose I'm rooting for Manchester United, because I always kind of root for them, because they're a red team, and Manchester City is a blue team, and I prefer red over blue. But ever since Manchester United got rid of Wayne Rooney, I have sort of been a little bit, I don't want to say anti-Manchester United, but I'm still mad, because, you know, Wayne Rooney plays for Everton now. He's back at his original club. That's where he started when he was a kid. And so, also, Manchester City, they're so far ahead in the league standings that they could afford to take this loss. But that doesn't mean that they should, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, Marcus Rashford just got a yellow card. Oh, yeah, because he's definitely playing the man there and not the ball. Oh, and then he throws the ball down. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't be a jerk, otherwise you get a yellow card. Yummy tea. All right. my attention is sort of more on this game than it is on doing this fascinating radio show here on Anon Radio. So I think we're going to take a break right now so I can focus on this game, and then we'll come back and we'll do something else. So let's hit the magic random music button and see what we get.
We'll be right back. London.
And we're back. Oh, yeah, you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still Tobe, and if you're wondering what that music was, that was the YMO classic Limbo, as covered by Señor Coconut, a.k.a. Adam Hart, a.k.a. many other names. Yeah, we had to listen to some Señor Coconut yesterday. I'm glad we got some more today. Oh, I am getting in the bathtub. There we go. Okay. Now, you might be wondering why I'm in the bathtub, when just moments ago I mentioned that my back was fine. Well, oh, ow. If you'll remember from part one of this show, we were watching the Manchester Derby. And even though Manchester United substituted Zlatan Ibrahimovic into the game in the 76th minute, Manchester City ended up winning the Derby 2-1. And oh, I'm so sad. Manchester City gets 3 points for the win, and that puts them 11 points clear at the top of the table. It's looking like the championship is wrapped up. It looks like City's gonna run away with it. It's not even Christmas, and they're 11 points ahead of the next team on the table. Oh, wait. Anyway, in about the 80th minute, Manchester United had a really good opportunity to score a goal. The ball was bouncing around in the 6-yard box. Romelu Lukaku got his foot on it, but the goalkeeper saved it. The ball bounced out. Somebody else put their foot through it. The goalkeeper saved it again. And the ball ended up not going into the goal. But when I saw the cross come in to Romelu Lukaku, and I realized, ow, and I realized he was going to have a one-touch opportunity on it, and it looked like it was a goal for sure, I pumped my fist in celebration. And I pumped my fist a little bit too hard, and ow, I just managed to twinge my back muscles just enough that I started to get worried. Like, ow, and it hurts, and ow. And I'm worried that now my entire back will go into spasms, as it is apt to do under these types of circumstances. So I'm sitting here in the hot water. Ow. Trying to make this go away before it becomes something much worse. And anyway, this tub is starting to get exceptionally full, so we're going to try to wind the water down here with my toes. There we go. Okay. Nice hot water. And my cat Pippa was in here. She climbed up onto the sink and knocked the toilet paper off onto the floor. And then she ran out of the bathroom, so I don't know what she's doing. I was actually considering going outside for the second half of this show today. But when I looked outside and I made some wind observations, I realized, it's too windy out there. We're not going outside today, because all we would hear is wind noise. And we can't have that. During the break, I also made a
fresh cup of tea. And it's probably still too hot to drink, but we're going to try it out anyway. Oh yeah, it's kind of hot. Ooh, a little bit too hot. Yeah, we're going to have to let this sit for another couple minutes. Because although it is technically kind of drinkable, it's a little bit too hot. So, oh, we'll get into that a little bit later. Oh, so now I'm kind of thinking about what is it that I have to do for the rest of the day? And you know what? I don't think I have anything to do today. So today is probably going to be just another very lazy Sunday. I think I got some Bundesliga games on later. Oh, and I've got one or both of the Dr. Sanguinaries on tonight. Have I explained this? This is really bizarre, but this takes a little bit of explaining. Back when I was a child, on one of the local television channels, we had a Saturday night show that came on after the news called Creature Feature. And you probably had one of these shows in your local market as well. Creature Feature was one of those shows where we had a spooky host and they would play horror movies or B-grade, you know, just cheap movies. And the host of the local Creature Feature show was Dr. Sanguinary, and he was supposed to be some kind of mad scientist or something, and he had this sort of light greenish-blue makeup to make him sort of look like a corpse, and dark circles under his eyes, and, you know, some fake blood here and there, and he would wear a lab coat, and he talked like this, ha ha ha, you know, and he had a sidekick named Igor, which was just a furry, like, gorilla arm that you would only see sticking out of some bars in, like, a jail cell. It didn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense, but it was one of my favorite things to watch when I was a child because they often played Godzilla movies. And even though I probably only stayed up, you know, for about 15 minutes after the movie came on, I still thought it was great. I felt it would fall asleep, obviously. So anyway, Dr. Sanguinary and Creature Feature are long gone, and they had been gone for a long time. Well, about 15 years ago, somebody tried to revive it. Somebody about my age had a lot of nostalgia for Dr. Sanguinary and Creature Feature that they revived it, and they revived it for about a year. And I even taped some of them, but then it crashed and burned. And now, today, you know, 15 years later, there's other people who are trying to, you know, keep Dr. Sanguinary alive. Now, the funny thing is, though, there are actually two different people or two groups of people actually doing this. So there's two Dr. Sanguinaries here locally now, and one of them hosts a one-hour show called Creature Feature, which is a vanity show, meaning that the local television station doesn't produce it. It is produced independently by this group of people who love Dr. Sanguinary. And being as the show is only an hour long, they only show like part of a movie. And of course they do all their terrible little skits and stuff when they feel like it. So not only do we have that guy and that little crew, there's another group of people trying to revive Dr. Sanguinary. And they have a half-hour show on public access cable. I think it's called, is it called Dr. Sanguinary Presents, or is it just Dr. Sanguinary, or I can't remember. And it's also terrible. And this particular Dr. Sanguinary has like a werewolf sidekick, and it doesn't make any sense. And it's funny. But anywho, I've been really interested in both of these rival Dr. Sanguinaries. And I'm waiting for them to, you know, start going after each other on their shows. But no, they don't. They just stick to, you know, real mindless sort of sketches that aren't very funny at all. And that's the worst part about the public access show. They don't show a movie. You know, the show's only half an hour long. They just sort of go around to other places and do guest remote spots from strange locations like the local antiques mall. It doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. But anyway, both those shows are on tonight. Or at least one of them is. The one that's on the over-the-air channel is on tonight. And I think the other one's on tonight. Maybe it's on tomorrow night. But the interesting thing about the one that's on overnight is that they play very, very cheap to get movies because, you know, it's all coming out of somebody's pocket. And they've been playing a lot of Gamera. And so I'm thinking, woohoo, maybe I'll get to watch some Gamera movies tonight. And of course, that also reminds me that there's some other really terrible stuff on. If memory serves, tonight's Dr. Sanguinary comes on at 1 a.m. And before that, at 11:30 and at midnight, I've got two episodes of Giant Robo, as it was called in Japan. But in the United States, we call it Johnny Sacco and His Flying Robot. And if you want to watch some terrible, terrible television that's over 50 years old, I highly recommend Johnny Sacco and His Flying Robot. Do a search for in your local listings. You know, check your cable listings. Look for Johnny Sacco and His Flying Robot. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me recorded snippets of dialogue. It's terrible. And that's what makes it so great. It's so bad that you kind of have to wonder what's really going on. The dubbing is terrible. The dialogue is terrible. The acting is terrible. As you can expect from a kid's show. This, however, is not a kid's show. You have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, without exception. And that's always broadcast right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress Public Access Unix System, blah, blah, blah. But more importantly, what you need to know is DJ T-Show is coming up next, our very own Bulgarian Connection. So I'm going to sit here in the bathtub for a little while longer, relax my back, and let's give a warm welcome to DJ T-Show. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.